This chazar is a chenishmas habachi cheschoshraga ben Avram Yehuda. Sechtes brachas daf yud gimel. Originally, Avraham's name was Avram because he was the Av of Aram only. At the end, he was called Avraham because he became the Av for the whole world, Av Hamoin Goyim. Similarly, Sarai was initially called Sarai because she was the princess for her own nation. She then was called Sarah because she became the princess for the entire world. Bar Kapara taught that someone who calls Avraham Avram is over an aseir, but Eliezer says he's even over a lav. This would not apply if someone calls Sarah Sarai, because that commandment was only given to Avram, not to no longer call her Sarai, and it would not apply to someone who calls Yaakov Yaakov after his name was changed to Yisrael, because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself referred to him as Yaakov after the name change. Hadna Lach Perek Me'emasai. The Mishnah says if someone was reading in the Torah and happened to be up to the parshas of Kriyat Shema at the time of Kriyat Shema, if he has Kavana, he's Yaitza. If someone is learning Kriyat Shema and he's at the point in between the Prakim, he's allowed to greet someone, a person of Kavod, and can answer a greeting as well. In middle of the Prakim, he can only greet someone whom he fears can possibly kill him, and he can return the greeting as well. This is the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says when he's in the middle of the Perek, he can greet someone whom he fears that can kill him, but he can even answer to a person of Kavod, and in between the Prakim, he can greet someone of Kavod, and he can return the greeting of anybody. In between the Prakim refer to the following: between the first and second brachas, between the second bracha and Shema, between Shema and Vayim Shemaya, between Vayim Shemaya and Vayomer, between Vayomer and Emes V'yatzev. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to stop between Vayomer and Emes V'yatzev. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha explains that Shema is before Vayim Shemaya, because in Shema we're mekabel ol macha shemayim, and in Vayim Shemaya we're mekabel the ol mitzvahs. Vayim Shemaya is before Vayomer, because Vayim Shemaya applies by day and by night, whereas the parsha of Vayomer, which is tzitzis, only applies during the day. The Gemara says the Mishnah would be mashma that one has to have intent for mitzvahs in order to be yaitza, because the Mishnah says you have to have intent to be yaitza the Kriyat Shema. Gemara says the Mishnah is talking about someone who's reading the Sefer Torah to fix the letter, then he reads it with the incorrect pronunciation. He reads it as it looks based on the spelling, but not necessarily proper pronunciation. So it means that he has to have intent to read it properly, not that he has to have intent for the mitzvah. Bryce says that Rebbe says Kriyat Shema must be read in Lashon Kodesh, whereas the Chacham say it can be read in any language. Rebbe says that the word V'hayu in Shema teaches it must be said only in Lashon Kodesh. Does that mean if not for the word V'hayu, it can be said in any language, which would mean that the rest of the Torah can be read in any language? Morris says, no, it's only because it says Shema, which would suggest that it can be read in any language. That's why we need V'hayu to say it can only be in Lashon Kodesh. And the Rabbanan, who learned from Shema that it can be said in any language, they say that although the rest of the Torah can also be read in any language, but we have to say Shema in Shema because of the word V'hayu, which you would think would teach that it can only be said in Lashon Kodesh. Rabbi Eliezer learns from the words Hadavarim Ha'ele Al Vavecha that only until that third pasuk do we need to have kavana. Rabbi Akiva says that Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayoyim Al Vavecha teaches that the entire first parsha must be said with kavana. Rabbi Baruchan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, passes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Zutru darshens the psukim to teach that the first three psukim have a mitzvah of kriya and kavana, and after that there's a mitzvah of kriya without kavana. Whereas Rabbi Yoshia says that up to the first three psukim, there's a mitzvah of kriya and kavana. After that point, there's only a mitzvah of kavana. There's no mitzvah of kriya, so it can even be said silently. Rabbi Meir says in a brisa that only the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad requires kavana, and Rava paskens like Rabbi Meir. Sumka says in a brisa that you should elongate the echad of the first pasuk, and one who does so merits long life. Chiya Barba said you only have to stretch it out long enough to think that Hashem is the Hashem above and on the earth below and in all four directions. All four directions. Rabbi Nosson Bar Mar-Ukva, in the name of Yehuda, said that until the pasuk of Alav Avecha, you have to be standing still to have the proper kavana. Rabbi Yochanan says for the entire first parsha. Rabbi Isa says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi only said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. After that, he was not mevatel his learning to say more than that. He explained that Rabbi would do this during shir as he covered over his face with his hand. Akapara said even after the shir, he would not go back and say the whole Shema. Rabbi Shimon Birebi says that he actually would go back and complete the Shema. Rabbi Yosef said, you know, you can't learn Kriyat Shema when lying on your back. And although one shouldn't sleep on their back, but that's okay if he leans over to the side a little bit. For Kriyat Shema, you have to really move over completely onto your side in order to say Kriyat Shema. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Meir allowed someone to greet someone and return the greeting. Now, this can't mean to return the greeting to the same person who he's allowed to give the greetings to, because then what's the Chiddush? The Gemara says that's exactly what the Mishnah means. That Rabbi Meir says that one may greet a person of Kavod Bein HaPrakim and may even answer, even though it's obvious. And Be'emtza HaPerek, he may greet the person who he fears And of course, he may answer a greeting of such a person. And Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that in the middle of the prakim, he may even answer to anybody, and in the middle of the perek, he may answer even to a person of kavod. Abraisa explains the machlokes in this way as well.